Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. The Gospel reading for Sexagesima Sunday is from Luke chapter 8. When a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold." As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." The parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This parable of the sower, or the parable of the different types of soils, is one about hearing the word of God. Now, perhaps first it's helpful to consider why Jesus speaks in parables. I know it's a fairly common belief that Jesus spoke in parables the same way that people might give illustrations, right? So maybe he spoke parables in order to make his teachings clearer, more understandable. But that's explicitly not what Jesus said, right? Jesus told his disciples why he spoke in parables. "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Jesus does not speak in such a way that it's always clear for people. In fact, he spoke parables so that they might be less clear for those who hate him. The secrets of the kingdom of God are given for those who have faith. Jesus does not speak illustrations to make it clear, but to make it perhaps a little bit more difficult, in order to hide things. And maybe that seems strange to us, but our Lord speaks things of great power, right? So Jesus tells us about the mysteries of eternity, into the hidden will and mind of God. And so he uses parables so that everything is not perfectly clear. Well, thankfully, in this case, he does explain the parable. And so we understand its meaning because Jesus tells us exactly what it means. Here, in this instance, the seed is the word of God. Okay? And the seed is planted by a sower. And so the sower would be perhaps God himself or pastors or people who are speaking God's word to others. And this planter is planting the seed by means of broadcast sowing. So this is maybe a little bit strange to us today, but because today we plant seeds extremely precisely with our tractors so that every seed is exactly the right depth and exactly the right spacing. Everything is as perfect as possible in order to make every single seed germinate and grow and produce a crop. Well, prior to tractors, a lot of grain crops could not be planted individual seed one at a time, but they were broadcast sown. They were just cast out into the field. This means that some of the seed is not going to land on good soil, as Jesus explains here in this parable. Some of the seed falls in poor soil. Right? The first place that the seed falls is on the path, on the hard pan soil. On this hard pan soil, some of the seed gets trampled underfoot, and some of it gets eaten by birds. Jesus explains that these are those who they hear the word, but the devil comes and takes the word from their hearts so that they don't believe and are not saved. This is a very common thing for us in that we might hear the word of God in a technical sense, right? So the sound waves hit our ears and we heard the words, but we didn't actually take the time to listen to them, to pay attention to them. And so the admonition here is that we would hear this word. Jesus concluded the parable when he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." All right, the primary point of this parable is that we would hear the word of God, and that there are many things that cause us to not hear the word of God. We often struggle with paying attention to the word, listening to it, focusing on it. Think about it on a Sunday morning, that sometimes you sit there and the pastor's talking, or maybe you're sitting there right now and the pastor's talking and you're not really even listening. Maybe you're daydreaming about any number of things, right? The word is spoken, but you do not hear it. And therefore you're not saved. The second trouble to hearing the word of God, the second type of soil, is rocky soil. The seed lands in the rocky soil and it grows up a little bit, it germinates, but it withers away right away because it did not have deep roots. These are those who hear the word of God, they receive it with joy, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in time of testing, they fall away. Those who have a shallow faith, those who hear the word of God only shallowly, they fall away when it gets difficult. You Christians who have suffered many things, you understand this. You know that there are many trials in life. You know that it is not easy to remain faithful unto death. And so you need to hear the word of God and not just listen to it and understand it in a shallow type of way, but you need to hear it and it needs to take deep root in you. It needs to grow in you richly. The word of God should permeate your entire life, not just a little bit. You shouldn't just be called a Christian nominally, but you should be a Christian through and through. The word of God should really change your heart, change your mind, change your actions. May the Lord indeed bring us the word of God so that we might hear it and listen to it intently, and then may it grow in us. The third type of challenge, the third type of soil, is that which grew among thorns. The thorns grew up with it and choked it, right? This is a type of soil where the soil's good normally, right? It's not rocky. It's not too hard. The seeds germinated and grew, and yet there's thorn seeds in it. And the thorns grow up with it, and they choke out the good plants. These thorns are the cares and riches and pleasures of life, right? So if there's rocks that might come and cause you to fall away, these times of trouble, there's also good things that come up. This is perhaps the most common among us today, is that there are so many good things in our world today. There are so many pleasures, so much entertainment, that we become so distracted with those things that the Word of God is lost. The Word of God is choked out. Our faith is choked out because we're not listening to the Word. We're busy with everything else. We're so rich. How true is this in our world today? We are such a wealthy nation. We have so many pleasures in this life. We watch TV. We read these books. We drive in our fancy cars. We're never too cold. We're never too hot. Everything is always just right. If we want food, we can have it right now. And if we have to wait even a little bit too long, just a couple minutes longer than we want, we lose our temper. Everything is just so easy. So much pleasure. So many Christians have fallen away from the faith in the past few centuries or past few decades because their life is just so pleasurable. They are so rich. How many souls have been lost, not because anything difficult happened to them, but because they were too busy playing sports. They were too distracted by their vacations and their jobs. They were too busy with going golfing or fishing or spending another weekend at the lake cabin. The cares and riches and pleasures of life indeed choke out the faith of many. And so may we hear the Word of God richly and not be distracted by all the thorns of life that choke out our faith. The final type of soil that Jesus talks about is the good soil that grew and yielded 100-fold. These are those who hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. Indeed, the word of God is given to you, and may you be good soil. May you not be distracted by the cares, riches, and pleasures of life. May your faith through the word of God be deep, that you would hear it and believe it even in times of great trial and trouble. And may you listen to this word. May you focus on it and pay attention to it. May it bear fruit in your life. God's word is rich. God's word is our great heritage. It is our greatest treasure. And so take up the word of God today and every day. Listen to the word. Believe it. Trust in it. And delight in God's word, which proclaims to you the gospel of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.